Anybody glad about it? Glad to be in his service one more time. Praise and uplift the name of the Lord. It's an honor, it's a privilege to be in the house one more time just to tell him thank you, just to tell him that we adore him, just to tell him that we love him. We are in a position, we are in a time that we should be telling a dying world about a true and living Savior, a God that loves, a God that heals, a God that delivers. So we just come this morning to exalt his name. He said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him, praise him, and worship him, because God is still in the blessing business. He's still making a way out of no way. He's still opening doors that no one can shut in your face. And because of that, you ought to came in here this morning with a spirit to praise him. You ought to came in here with the mind to tell him thank you. You ought to came in here this morning with the mind to tell him, Lord, I love you, because if it had not been for you on my side, I really don't know where I would be. But sometimes we get so caught up in our feelings and emotions and everything that we just got to learn to move ourselves out of the way and tell him, Lord, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Because, Lord, I understand if your will be done, then when I'm supposed to be crying, I'll be smiling. When I got more money than I got money, I'll still be satisfied with who you are. I'll be satisfied with the God that you are. I'll be satisfied with the ways that you make. I'll be satisfied with everything that you do concerning my life, because I've gotten to the point where I got to trust you with everything concerning me. Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes we get in our own selves way. He said, but trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Scripture reading this morning comes from Romans 12 and 12. It says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those that live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with yourself with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it is, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you will heap burning coals of fire. And say, do not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good. That just tell you, if you've been tripping with somebody, if you got an issue with somebody, then love them, and because God says you got to love them. Love them, and don't worry about what happened and everything. We've been doing this for a couple of months now. We got to let it go, amen. We got to let it go. He said, do not repay evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. That means when they persecute you, tell them I love you. When they do you wrong, tell them I love you. When you know they got more money than you got money, you got to tell them I love you. When you understand that even though I might be going through something with you, I still got to love you. Not repay evil for evil, but overcome good. Understand, you just got to learn to just smile when you want to smack somebody. When you stuck between Jesus keeping near the cross and bone crusher, not give you a buck, you got to understand, you got to stay on that Jesus keeping near the cross side. Amen. And then we'll have prayer this morning by Pastor Reverend Carraway.
Father, we thank you for waking us up and bringing us here today. We invite the presence into this place. Move how you want to move. Speak how you want to speak. Let every heart be open and ready, and every burden be lifted, anointed. Anoint the word, the worship, and the atmosphere. We declare freedom, healing, breakthrough in Jesus' name. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So good.
It's altar call time. Is there one? It's altar call time. Is there one? During times of prayer, times of invitation, times that people are hearing from God, you will see on the screen that is going to ask you to please refrain from walking or talking during those times. I'd ask that you govern yourselves accordingly as people are trying to hear from God. You don't need any distractions or any noise. So at that time, as you see, you will see, it will come across the screen to please refrain from walking or talking during this time. I ask that you govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. 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 We'll be in prayer for Brother Scott. He had just received some news, but we know God to be a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. He'll be his light in the dark path. Whatever it is, we understand that the Bible declares to us in Jeremiah 33:3, to call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Master, we thank you. Master, we thank you for another day's journey. We can't say anything else but that we're so glad about it. Master, we thank you this morning for waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind, giving us the use and the activity of our limbs. For that, we tell you thank you. Master, we thank you this morning that you've given us a reasonable portion of health and strength. You've been everything that we need you to be, and for that, we tell you thank you. Master, we want to thank you that you allowed us to get to this place without any hurt, harm, or any danger coming against us. We want to tell you thank you this morning. Because if it had not been for you, Lord, we don't know where we would be, but we understand that you've given us grace. Tell us daily that our mercies are renewed. You've given us grace and renewed mercies daily, and we want to tell you thank you for that. Ooh, you've been a mighty good God. You've been a loving God. You've been a forgiving God. You've been a God that looked beyond our faults and saw all our need. God, you met us at the point where we need you most. And for that, we just got to tell you thank you this morning. Thank you for this ministry, Father God. We haven't always been good, but we've always been faithful, Father God. Father God, and you're showing us the fruits of our labor, and we want to tell you thank you for that, God. Thank you for the man of God that you set over this house. Thank you for the grace that you've given him. Thank you for the favor that you've given him. Thank you for the abundance that you've given him, Father God. Thank you for the loving heart that you've given him, Father God, that he extends to others, Father God. We thank you for a loving bishop, Father God. We thank you for a loving leader, Father God, that wants to see us make it, that wants to see us get it right, that helps us not to continue to wallow in and to stay in the things that have hurt us in the past, but wants us to get it right so we can let it go and move on. We thank you for a bishop that's after God's own heart. Thank you for his heart, God. Thank you for his family. Thank you for his wife, Father God, that she's always praying and laboring for the ministry, Father God. We thank you right now. We thank you for those that labor in the kingdom, Father God. They don't never worry about a payment or anything, but they laboring for you. They just want to serve for you. We tell you thank you, God. We thank you this morning for Apostle Patterson this morning. Thank you for the entire DAP family, Father God, because we're all in a learning state. We're all teaching each other something. We're all teaching them how to be united, how to love one another. We thank you for a church that's just seeking your face. A church that's on the move for God. Thank you, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough. Father God, you already know what's going on in Scott's situation, Father God, working out. Work it out, God. We thank you that you've allowed us to be free. Because you told us whom the Son set free is free indeed, and we are free, God. no shackles, no chains holding us. We are free indeed. We thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. I pray God's people said amen. 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 I dare somebody give God praise. Amen. I dare somebody give God praise. He's been so good to us. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And for that, we can tell him thank you. It's okay. Go ahead and give him praise. You ain't got to hear. You know that after the rain, the sun will shine. You know that weeping and doing for a night, but joy coming in the morning. I dare you to shout this morning like you know that your joy is right around the corner. I dare you to shout this morning like you know that your breakthrough is right around the corner. I dare you to shout this morning like you know that who the Son says free is free indeed. You might have got a report, but you know that God has the last say so. So God be the Lord for the things that he has done.
Thank you. Amen. Give the Lord a glory. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Give God a hand clap of praise. He's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. I heard a songwriter tell me that Jesus is on the main line. You can call him up and tell him what you want. I don't care about your struggles. I don't care about your problems. Jesus is able to answer it. Amen. Y'all be seated for me. Amen. Now, I want to try and clear up something for you guys. Okay, so there are two ministries in this building. But don't mistake that for two gospels, two gods, two different entities. Because that's not the case. We all serve in the same God. There's no big eyes and no little U's. Y'all understand that portion of it so far? We are all here for the same purpose. And that's to lead somebody to God. Okay, so I want y'all to understand something. DAP ain't just apostles' babies, but they my babies too. Greater Praise ain't just my babies, but they apostle babies too. Y'all say, what am I saying? If you're going through something and you feel like you can't talk to me, call Apostle up. If you're going through something and you can't talk to Apostle, guess what? Call me. You might have to call me a couple of times because I don't answer numbers I don't know. Leave me a text or something. But it's one body in Christ. That's not what I need y'all to understand. Okay, now this is the other thing. So y'all say something to y'all. So if this church was to close today, and I'm not saying it's closing, so don't worry. But if it was to close today, I want y'all to look at all this stuff that's inside this church. Y'all see these speakers and them pianos and there's a copy over there and there's tables and chairs and oh my. It's a lot of stuff in this building. So if this building was to close, guess what we got to do? We got to get a storage building. Because we got to put this stuff in the storage building unless one of y'all want us to put it at y'all house. I didn't see no takers for that one. So it's a storage building. So this is what I need y'all to understand. When they come down here and they take an offering and you see two offering trays, they got a storage building that they need to take care of. They got some stuff that can be used for the body of Christ. So then if some of this stuff go down, guess what? We can go to the storage. Y'all don't remember about the storehouse? We can go to the storage and pick up some more stuff. And keep church going on. Y'all understand? So don't mistake it for they separate. No, we're not. We're together. They just got to pay for storage. And they can't pay for the storage out their own pockets. It takes us helping pay for their storage. Y'all get it? Y'all got it? We on the same page? Amen. Good. Now y'all in the hands of Brother B.
Amen, amen. And we could, and we would pay attention to the word and read our tithe and declaration together. Okay. If you would pay your attention to Sister Nakia, I'm sorry, y'all.
Thank you. crying at me on the Friday. So, just growing up with a mother.
Cheerful give, amen. The basket that Sister Deborah will be holding is for you want to give your offer to greater praise. And the basket that Sister Tasha is holding, if you want to be a blessing to deliverance and praise, you can give virtually at $GreaterPraise, BC06. That's $GreaterPraise, BC06. Or if you want to be a blessing to deliverance and praise, you can give $Church, DAP1. Again, that's $Church, DAP1. In the event you are not here and you would like to bail your tithes, you can bail your tithes to 920 Northwest 46th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73118. Y'all already know it. This is my favorite one. I love to see when you give your tithes in person because we love to see your smiling face. Amen. If I can have both sides, please stand, face the middle aisle, and follow the direction of the usher in the rear. Amen.
God and Father, we want to thank you for these offers. We want to thank you for the seeds as well as the seed sowers. Continue to watch out for us. Continue to be all that you are to us. God, we want to thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And we say amen.
Test, test, test. Amen. Y'all give God a hand clap praise. Y'all so quiet today. He's yet alive. Amen. Amen. Guys, the choir seemed like they needed a break, so I gave them a break for 3 weeks. I'm just let them sing devotion, and I'm gonna give them a break. They say Ike. They say I be iking them, so I'm gonna give them a little break for three weeks, and I'm gonna use a little ensemble here and there to, you know, to make up the difference. All right. So when they come back after these 3 weeks, y'all know I don't want to hear nothing.
Thank you. excited about that? Y'all
look like, and all of them ain't up there, so we ain't gonna say amen or say something, amen. Say something, amen. Looking at that child, y'all like, huh? Man, say something, amen. Ain't y'all glad to be here one more time? Amen. Y'all got a new buddy, Cassandra. She think that y'all choose the right church, but they really praise over here. Come on, y'all, we gotta say amen, amen. Amen. John, you back. Look at John. Got his chain on and everything. Look, see, John. Say amen or something, amen. Y'all looking like. Did somebody got a roast on? Did your mama tell you to turn the roast on before you left the house? Now, y'all acting like y'all got to get back to a roast, amen. Say amen or something, amen. Y'all glad to be in the service one more time? Amen, amen. Y'all ready to hear some good preaching? Amen. Let us pray that it won't be too long. Amen. Amen. We won't receive the preacher. Amen. Y'all help the preacher out. Amen. Y'all help the preacher say amen. Say amen. I promise you, if you say amen to this preacher, he'll get out the way. Amen. If you say amen to this preacher, he's going to move out the way. Amen. But if you don't, he's going to keep telling you about the pericope and all of that stuff like that. He's going to start using $6 words. Amen. 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 But y'all receive my brother. My brother. My brother, Reverend Robert Kendrick, amen.
Here we are again. Amen. Welcome into this place. First, I just want to give honor to Bishop Quiet. Apostle in his absence, Reverend D, Reverend Caraway, and all leadership in the house, and especially our guests, you know, those who are visiting, our members, DAP and Greater Praise. I just want to thank you, and even those who are online. Today, bringing a message, and I just want to really, I'm really asking God to help me to slow down. I really want to express this message. This is something that God gave me a while back, and it was for me, but I really felt it would be so powerful, and it would be so helpful for us, for all of those who are in attendance. Like, I really believe that God is so intentional. If you're here today, this message and this word is for you.
Come on.
Amen. So, my sermon title today is transforming your mind, transforming your future. I truly believe that a lot of times, you know, we find ourselves in places where we are standing, praying for something, believing and hoping for something, but never seeing that thing come to manifestation. And so I really just want to address, how do we get those things that we're truly praying for, those things that we want to see happen in our future and in our lives. Amen. So right now, I just want to play a song and just kind of let that meditate a little bit. Bear with me. I found myself coming down with some type of summer cold or something early in the week. It's just been struggle after struggle. So I believe that God is faithful, and I'm just asking that God would sit me down and just stand up and speak to his people today. Amen. And if you don't got it, it's okay. We can move on. But yeah, we can move on. I'm about. Let's go ahead and move on into scripture. Okay, so my scripture text is coming out of Romans 12 and 2. Now, Romans 12 and 2 in NIV, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. Now you may be seated. Now reading this, I really want to kind of take a cue from D right now, because I really like how, you know, D will read a scripture and then he'll go over to the message and get that breakdown. And I love that breakdown part. It really helps us to really kind of understand the context of what's being said, or even applying it to our current time. And so in the message, it just says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God, and you'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to a level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-informed maturity in you. So, what I really like is, you know, if you would just take your everyday, ordinary life, you know, you're sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around, and place it before God. Uh-huh. Don't be so well adjusted to your culture to fit into it. And that's something that I think is so important. You know, a lot of times I feel like we're really stagnated in this life because we're so influenced by TV, social media. So many things are influencing us. And there's one thing, and this is me kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but, you know, there's this understanding that we have to believe that everything that God has for us, he has already done it. And so if he's already done it, then that means that we're not waiting on God. We have to actually believe that those things that he has for us is ours already.
Come on.
And this becomes a problem because we live in a world where we say, I believe it when I see it. And that's so contrary to the word. See, my greater praise in that family, the life that you live today is a mere reflection of the thoughts you believed yesterday. Your mind is the control center of your destiny. If you want to change your future, you must first change your thoughts.
That's good.
See, today I'm not speaking of just a motivation, but of a manifestation. Not through wishful thinking, but through intentional mind renewal. My first point is, your thoughts create the blueprint. See, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23 and 7. What is that really saying to you, though? So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. See, you know, a lot of times I believe we think that everything starts in our mind, but it really doesn't. It starts in the heart. It's a heart posture. And when we change our heart posture, we can change how we think. And then when we change how we think, we can change what we say. And when we change what we say, we change what we do. And when we change what we do, we manifest. Everything that you've been speaking and believing, it becomes manifested through thought process.
Mama.
What are you thinking about daily? Your mind is either building your future or breaking it down. Negative, self-defeating thoughts are not just ideas. They are mental, they are spiritual weights, actually, dragging your destiny down. But see, a faith-filled, God-aligned thought process becomes blueprints for your manifestation. When your thoughts are in agreement with God's word, your future begins to align with his will. See, I believe that we have to start speaking what we want to see. We have to train our mind to reject fear and doubt. This is where we really truly accept faith. We understand that the concept of faith is actually it's two-part. It's multifaceted. It's hope. And it's hope, and it's faith, and it's heart. It's our faith, it's our heart and our mind coming together to build the concept of faith. But it starts here. And so I want to really talk about a place that I was in my life. I'm going to say probably around 2007-ish. I was entering into a space where strongholds were starting to manifest. And these strongholds were fear and doubt, rejection, depression, lies of the enemy. They were coming against me in a mighty way. And it started to have an effect on my life. I found myself going from 320 pounds to up to 435 pounds. I had gotten to the worst place in my life in health, and it was all because of what was forming here.
That's good.
And so the change happened. One day I started to speak about, or I started thinking about healing myself. And God started leading me to different articles and different information to research how to heal me from the inside out. And in this journey of healing, I found myself thinking differently. And so then when I started thinking differently, I found myself speaking differently. I started telling people about what I was going to do and how I was going to eat better and I was going to exercise and live better. And understand something. I wasn't eating right at the time. It was something that I was speaking over my life. And as I began to speak this over my life, I started to do something different. I started having a thirst for eating healthy foods. I started having a thirst to spend a little money on some herbs and different things to heal my body. And before you know it, I found myself decreasing in weight. And now to the place of 289 pounds, I'm thankful. I'm in a much better place today. But it started with thinking differently, speaking differently over my life, and then I started to do differently. And then when you do differently, you manifest. See, starting in the heart, it all starts in the heart. And then the mind thinks, and then the mouth speaks, and the hand does, and the vessel receives fruits of what was born in the heart. See, the heart, in essence, faith is understood as that concept I spoke about, involving the mind and heart. While the mind is responsible for understanding and processing information, true faith believed to stem from the heart, shaping one's beliefs, trust, and ultimately actions.
Right, right.
Point two, your battle is in your mind.
When I was doing this,
I started thinking about Bishop. And we all know Bishop throw them paws back in the day, you know. He was up on some people real quick. But we have to understand that you don't fight your future with your hands. You don't fight your future with your hands. You fight it with your thoughts. See, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We take captive every thought. When fear comes over, when doubt comes over, we have to then say to ourselves, what does God say about me? Who has God called me to be?
Yeah.
See, he didn't give me a spirit of fear. He didn't give me a spirit of doubt.
Amen.
So why am I allowing it to have any power in my life and in my future? So I take hold to it and say, fear, you don't belong here. Depression, you don't belong here. Lies and confusion, gossip, you don't belong here. I reject negativity and I accept all the positivity. What is God saying about your life and your future? I don't care what the world is saying. See, I believe, and you know, this is another sermon for another day, that we all suffer an identity crisis, that God has called us to be something, and the world keeps saying that we're something else. And we're so quick to believe what the world is saying that we reject what God is saying. Well, how will we ever have the future that we desire and that God has for us if we keep listening to the lies?
Yeah.
just a few of those strongholds: doubt, fear, comparison, procrastination, slander, gossip, lying, anger, confusion, depression. They're not just mental blocks, but spiritual strongholds. And God has given you the power to pull them down. See, I believe we should take a daily inventory. We should identify those strongholds in our life and cast them down. Yeah. Those thoughts that say, I can't. I'm not enough. Yeah. It's too late.
Yes.
Replace it with the truth of who you are in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Renewing the mind leads to revelation.
Yes.
When your mind is renewed, your eyes are open. They're open to the possibilities that were always around you. Romans 12 and 2 says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. See, you will begin to walk with clarity. You will see solutions instead of problems, opportunities instead of obstacles. You no longer wait for luck, but you partner with divine purpose. See, maybe we should set a little time daily just for a little mental renewal. Maybe through prayer, meditation on the scripture, reading God-aligned books, or really just looking in the mirror, speaking affirmations to himself. I believe it's a good thing. You know, if you're having a problem transforming your mind, look in the mirror and tell yourself who you really are. Look in the mirror and tell yourself what your future really looks like. See, I know what they say about me. I know what they say about my past. I know what people are hoping may happen to me, but I know what God has said. See, I've aligned myself with God in relationship, and God speaks to me. And when he speaks to me, he tells me who I am, and he tells me my identity. And he says, Robert, they didn't give you your identity. They can't call your purpose. I call your purpose. They can't determine your value. I determine your value. What is God saying to you? Faith field thinking activates manifestation. See, Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is. Now faith is. Speaking of the now. It's a now thing, not a yesterday thing. It's a now thing. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. See, faith doesn't deny reality. It creates a new one. When your thoughts are soaked in faith, you become a magnet for divine opportunities. Doors begin to open, not because of magic, but because your renewed mind can now perceive it and act on it. See, I was meditating on this, and God spoke to me, and he was like, Rob, what is the definition of past?
Yes.
I really don't know the technical definition. Look it up. So I looked it up. And the definition of past came up as the moment in time before speaking or writing. So I said, okay, well, what is future? And it says the moment in time or time after speaking or writing.
Wow.
Y'all should have shouted on that.
All right.
Come on.
Come on.
Your future is predicated on what you say or write. Your future is predicated on your words. And your words come from your mind and what you think and what you believe. We have to change what we believe so we can change what we say. So we can change what we do so we can change what we get. I'm speaking manifestation of a future that you desire. A manifestation of what God has already laid out for you. I was reading and I was talking to my mother about this message. And it wasn't a message at the time. It was just something that God had given me. It's like, all right, the people need to hear me. I said, all right, mama, all right, you know. And I'm really saying that, like, yeah, I'm preaching this. And she was like, no, Rob, they need to hear this. And then right in the middle of that, I saw 11:24, and I was like, is that Romans? So I went to Romans, and I looked, and I was like, no, that's not it. And then it was 11:24, and it was Mark. Yeah. And when I pulled up Mark 11:24, it said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
Yes.
That's
good preaching.
That's
right.
That's
good.
Amen.
If I was a shot in the dance, I'd be up for just giving it to y'all. You know what that means? I'd be giving it to you because it spoke to me. It spoke something about my prayers. Yeah. See, my prayers, you know, for one, I understand something. That with unforgiveness in my heart, my prayers don't go no higher than the ceiling. So when I put myself in a position to make sure that I have forgiven those that I have had a problem with, when I have made myself right with God, I understand that my beliefs, what I'm hoping for, what I'm praying for, if it aligns with the will of God, it's mine. But what I didn't understand was, if I don't believe that I've already received it, it ain't mine. See, when I read that, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Yes. See, that sounds to me like a promise of an answered prayer.
Yes.
Now I understand that scripture is really in context where Jesus is speaking about faith and moving mountains.
Yes.
But let's just break it down, please. Whatever you ask in prayer, that tells me that God is inviting my request in prayer. He's inviting me to come to Him in prayer about those things that I desire or that I want from Him. He welcomes it. Believe that you have received it. See, this establishes the cruciality of faith. The need of faith. It's not just about asking, but it's the importance of knowing that God is a promise keeper.
Yes, Lord.
That God is faithful. Yes, and that He will answer our prayers.
Yes, yes, He will. Yes, He will. Yes, amen.
That God will answer our prayers in due season. And it shall not be even a minute late. See? And it will be yours is the final part. This is the promise of an answered prayer. According to His will and our request aligning with His will and plan for our lives. See, if y'all would, just take a moment and repeat after me. I will think on purpose.
I will think on purpose.
I will speak with intention.
I will speak with intention.
And I will believe before I see.
I will believe before I see.
I believe that those things that we're praying for, what we're asking God for, it's going to change today. Today is the day. You've been praying for some things. You've been asking God and believing for some things. But maybe you just didn't know that you needed to believe. You already had it. Healing in my body, I've already got it. My finances are not looking too good. God, you've already taken care of. I understand that there's a cutoff notice. I understand that I'm not getting enough money on the job. There's not enough hours. They laid me off. I don't care what it is. God is a provider. He's a promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness. So no matter what your eyes may see, you have to believe above that. Your future is in your mind.
Yes.
See, my church family, if you want to see a different tomorrow, you must think differently today.
Yes.
Your breakthrough is not in a far off place, I promise you. It's in the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Stop waiting for change to happen to you and begin manifesting it through you.
Yes.
See, Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about such things. That's telling me that I got to get rid of those negative thoughts. Because if I understand that my future is predicated on what I say, I got to stop speaking about what happened in the past. about how I was broken because of this person or that person, or the last relationship, or the last job I had, or the last person that treated me like this. I gotta believe that my future is what I say it is.
Come on.
Let your thoughts be soaked in the truth. Let your faith shape your focus. And watch as God begin to manifest a future more glorious than you can imagine. This message, I really hope that it blessed you. I hope that we all leave here with a renewed understanding. I want to see and I want to hear some people come and tell me, Minister Robert, you just don't understand what that word did for me, because I went home and I started to write out these affirmations. I started to believe something different. And look what God did. I've been waiting a long time for this breakthrough. It didn't seem like it was going to come. But God, I believe God for something. I believe I already received it. People thought I was crazy because I kept talking about what I didn't have as though I had it. As I close out of this, I just want us to repeat this declaration prayer. Lord, today,
I
surrender my heart.
I surrender my heart.
And my thought life over to you.
And my thought life over to you.
I reject fear and doubt.
I reject fear and doubt.
Negativity.
Negativity.
And I receive a renewed mind.
I receive a renewed mind.
I receive a mind filled with faith.
I receive a mind filled with faith.
Purpose.
And vision.
Let my thoughts align.
Let my thoughts align.
With your truth.
With your truth.
And let my future.
Let my
reflect your glory.
Reflect your glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I thank y'all for your time.
Amen. Amen. Transforming your mind. I told y'all to say amen, because he told me when he got here, he said, baby, I'm looking at about a 1:30 stop. Amen. He said, I'm looking at about a 1:30 stop. Amen. But did he not help us today? Did he not help us to understand that our thoughts are so important to our daily living, amen? Because what you think is what you begin to believe, amen? And is there anybody in here that said, I've been thinking on my own too long? I remember back in my old church, they were having a women's program one time. They had a theme, and it said, woman, is your thinking stinking? And I think sometimes my thinking really be really stinking. It be rotten in our noses and everything, because I think it can cause us to get so beside ourselves. But when we think on the path and think what God wants us to think, then it allows us to line up with the will of God. Amen. Man, is that you? When you come this morning, the doors of the church are open. They've been open for over 1,000 years. Jesus went to Calvary's Hill for your sins and mine.